All right, we want to praise the Lord on this January the 22nd, Lord's Day Sunday morning. Good to be in the house of God, good to be saved, yeah. Good to be in the family of God. You know, I'm watching stuff going on right now that speaks volumes about the coming of the Lord. There's right now a rise in Jewish people heading to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the rise of antisemitism, whatever it is, hatred of Jews.
Right.
Unbelievable how many are headed to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Because of fear of being, persecuted and beaten and robbed and everything else. And that's the way God does things. Our preaching today will be about how God does things a little different than what we would do. But He still gets His will. His providence is always, His perfect will. Even what our Sunday school teaching is this morning, God speaks to Jacob and tells him it's okay to go down to Israel, not go down to Egypt, not to fear.
Yeah.
But God needs to have His way in everything.
That's right.
And when we're in the perfect will of God, it just seems like, everything goes a whole lot smoother. But the Bible even tells us that the way of transgressors is hard, and the path of the just is as a shining light. It shineth more and more until the perfect day. But as I'm watching the news and listening, even like the meeting they had over there in Europe, and I don't know what the FBI was doing over there, but had John Kerry and Al Gore and all of them, and they're talking about, the sky's falling. We got to do something. Got to save the planet. They're only, all they're doing, greed won't let them leave anything alone.
No.
They're just milking the cash cow, and the cash cow is United States of America.
All right.
And the reason America is the cash cow is because God raised it up, God blessed it, God made it rich, and they want that rich. They want those riches, and we're fixing to leave out, I can tell that. And when we leave out, they can have it all. But there's some things going to happen this year that's going to rock a lot of people's boats. They're trying to do away with currency. Already my Social Security check comes in digital. It's automatically deposited in the bank, and they're going to make it all like that.
Yeah.
Where you won't have no more bills, dollar bills in your billfold or money in your pocket. You're just going to have either a card,
yeah,
or you're going to scan, maybe a chip. I'm just telling you, I'm ready to leave. Yeah. I can tell we're getting ready to leave,
yeah,
and it won't be long. My advice be get on board.
That's right.
Because amen. You want to get out before this really gets in. When it gets in, there's no getting out.
That's right.
We will get out before it gets in.
Yes, thank you.
We're the only reason it's went this far. Our little flickering light has kept this spirit of Antichrist from being any further advanced than what it is. Darkness does not dispel light.
No.
Even the smallest light dispels darkness. And we might be small in light, but praise God, we still got light.
Mm-hmm.
We praise the Lord, this little church. Looking at some of the reports on the internet, Brother Ed talking about on the live stream there, we got a lot of people listening in. Colorado. A lot of other countries listening in. I praise God for that. We want to get out as far as we can get out. We want to get out as much as we can get out. We've got the Word of God, and we've got the Holy Spirit to help us.
That's right.
But we're starting this morning in Genesis chapter 46. We'll go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank You for the precious Word of God.
Yes.
Lord, how we ought to give the most earnest heed to it, lest at any time we let it slip. Lord, You settle it in the heavens. You magnified it above all Your name.
Yeah.
You commanded it to 1,000 generations. You said heaven and earth would pass away, but Your Word would not. It's as eternal as God is. And we pray, dear Father God, today You'll help us to be able, Lord, to teach this Word, to be able, Lord, to explain, break down, Lord, some of these thoughts, some of these things mentioned in this lesson today. Help us put them in perspective. Lord, we know the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them. But he that's spiritual knoweth all things, for God has revealed them to him through the mind of Christ. We know that we have no need any man teach us, but the anointing which we have received shall teach us all things, and he'll teach us the truth and not a lie. Mm-hmm. We give you praise and glory, and ask, Lord, that you might be exalted in this Sunday school lesson. In Jesus' name we ask it, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Says here in verse 1 of Genesis 46, and Israel took his journey. Now, Israel is Jacob. And the last verse of the last chapter, he's not only got word that Joseph is alive, but he also says, I will go and see him before I die. So Jacob is making the journey from Canaan to Egypt. And it says, and Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto God, unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here am I. So God is speaking to Jacob. Jacob's making a journey. And God answers God, here am I. In verse 3,
Brother Eddie,
yeah.
Does your Bible say how far that journey was? Me and her were just discussing. She's looking on the map, she said. Mine doesn't say.
I'm not sure myself. I know they sent wagons to carry them.
Yeah.
And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. This is important right here.
Mm-hmm.
Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I noticed in the footnotes down here that it mentioned about the permissive will of God in this.
Yeah.
God had a promise with Abraham, and the promise was the land of Canaan. And God here, looking at Jacob, allows this permissive will because Jacob's family's broken already in part in Egypt, and the tenderness of Jehovah would not forbid the aged patriarch to follow, and God will take up his people and so far as possible bless them even when they're out of his best. And Egypt right now, Joseph's there, he's type of Christ.
Yeah.
And God tells Jacob, fear not to go down to Egypt, for there I will make of thee a great nation. He said, I will go down with thee. You know, the Lord said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Right.
But God not only told Jacob to fear not, he said, I'll go down with thee into Egypt. And I will also surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Now, this is the tenderness of God. Jacob's old, I'll tell you here in a minute. His age, I think, 130. Did I underline that? He was 130 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, and when he died, he was 147 years old. He's 17 years in Egypt.
Wow.
And he said, Joseph will put his hand upon thine eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods which they'd gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And this is kind of boring here, but it says, these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. And the sons of Reuben, and here's them names, it's always fun, Hancock, Pelu, Zezron, and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the sons of a Canaanish woman. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, Moran, and the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Zimran and Hamnu. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, Puvi, and Job. I don't know if this is the Job of the book of Job or not. It could be.
Yeah, it could be.
And lots of times in the Bible, there's a lot of people that use a certain name. There's a gazillion. Judas's, there's a zillion. Joseph's. Mm-hmm. But it could be that Job. And it said, and Shimron, and the sons of Zebulun, Zered, Elon, that may be Ken Elon Musk, I don't know. But I find a lot of people's names in the Bible, I notice as I'm reading.
Yeah.
And Elon's a strange name, and here it is, here verse 14. Mm-hmm. Elon and Jael, these be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, and Padan, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphion, Haggai, and that may be the prophet Haggai, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Shunai, and Zebon, and Erai, and Adonai, Eridai, and Ariel. Ariel's in that moving little mermaid. That was her name, Ariel. That's what I say. I notice a lot of that when I'm reading my Bible through. Of course, the granddaughter, she loved that movie.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid, I had to watch it 100 times if I watched it once.
Me too.
And the sons of Asher, Jemai, and Ishua, and Izuai, Berai, and Sarai, their sister, and the sons of Berai, Heber, and Malchali. I hate all these names. These are the sons of Zilpath, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. Sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. She only had two, died giving birth to Benjamin. Mm-hmm. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath, the daughter of Potharah, the priest of On, bare unto him. And the sons of Benjamin were Beli and Besher, Ashbel, Gerai, and Naaman. I remember Naaman. Naaman, I don't know if this is him or not, that Syrian that had leprosy.
Yeah.
That came down to Elisha. Mm-hmm. And he sent a servant out there, tell him go dip in Jordan 7 times. He got big and mad. This may not be that same Naaman. Yeah. But Ehi, and Rosh, Muffin, and Huffin, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Nephili, Jazel, and Gunai, and Jazer, and Shilim. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel, his daughter, and she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were 7. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons, wives, all the souls were 66. That's 66. And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. The souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. And that's 70. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen, and Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen, and presented himself unto him, and fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. You know, I think about heaven when I think about statements like this right here. They hadn't seen one another for a long time, and absence does make the heart fonder. Mm-hmm. Now this opportunity has been provided. Jacob thinks Joseph's dead. Joseph thinks he'll never see his father or his family ever again. And you know, it's kind of the way heaven is. We're all looking forward to seeing our loved ones again. And if you'll notice this right here, I can just see it in my mind's eye. And he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. There'll be a lot of that in heaven. That's why God's going to have to wipe away the tears. And Israel said unto Joseph, "Now let me die, since I've seen thy face, because thou art yet alive." And Joseph said unto his brethren and unto his father's house, "I will go up and show Pharaoh, and say unto him, my brethren in my father's house, which are in the land of Canaan, are come unto me, and the men are shepherds, for their trade have been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you, and you shall say, wait a minute, and it shall come to pass when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, what is your occupation? That ye shall say, thy servant's trade have been about cattle from our youth even unto now, both we and our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians." Now, I want you to notice the two differences here between Egyptians and the Hebrews. The Egyptians would be kind of like city folk, and the Hebrews would be kind of like country folk. And country folk and city folk can live together, but there is distinct differences. Sometimes what they do for a living, sometimes the way they talk, how they act, everything. A lot of difference here between the Egyptians and the Hebrews. Verse 47, verse 1. "Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, my father, my brethren and their flocks and their herds, all and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took some of his brethren, even five men, and presented them unto Pharaoh." I want you to notice here, they've mistreated him. Mm-hmm. And here Joseph takes five that despised him and sold him and brings them unto Pharaoh and introduces them to Pharaoh. He put honor on them right here. And presented them unto Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said unto his brethren, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers." And they said moreover unto Pharaoh, "For to sojourn in the land are we come, for thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land, make thy father and brethren to dwell in the land of Goshen. Let them dwell, and if thou knowest any men of activity among them, make them rulers over my cattle." Pharaoh's looking at this like, you know, these are the guys I need to help me with my own herds, with my own cows. Yeah. And, you know, this is a mutual thing here. They're making room for the Hebrews here in Goshen. And, you know, Pharaoh's not just on board. He said, "Hey, I'll hire some of y'all to take care of my cattle." Verse 7. Hey, morning, Sister Sharon. And Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Boy, that blessing there. God said, I'll bless those that you bless, and curseth him that curseth you. Jacob bestowed a blessing on Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said unto Jacob, how old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years, have been the days of the years of my life. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, being, boy, it's worded kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the day of their pilgrimage. Notice here, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. He put two blessings on Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses. You know all those pyramids, all them, what do they call it, big line of the Sphinx or whatever. All that's in the land of Ramses, just so you know this. All of it, all of that heritage down there, mentioned right here, the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. They were right there downtown Egypt. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families. You know, we're going to sit down to marriage supper of the Lamb. The Lord's going to do just like Joseph did here. He nourished his family here and gave them bread according to their families. Verse 13 said, and there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. Here they are, they're eating at the table of Joseph. He's got bread to spare. He's not at a loss. Matter of fact, as we read more here, you'll find out he's got it all.
Yeah.
Pharaoh put him in charge, and he done a good job of preparing for this time that they're in, this time of famine. Verse 14, and Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt, in the land of Canaan, for the corn which they bought, and Joseph brought the money unto Pharaoh's house. They tell me a Jew, buddy, I'm telling you, they know how to make money.
Yeah.
They could sell a mud hole to an Eskimo. I don't know. But here Joseph is, and he's gathering up all the money that's in the land, and he brings that money to Pharaoh. You know, there's so many similarities here to Jesus, Joseph, the care. You know, we know that perilous times are coming. The Bible says,
right,
know this, that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Yeah.
Well, Joseph was already ahead of this famine, and Jesus is already ahead of these perilous times.
Right.
He told us not to let our heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. We're not going, you know, to no trailer park. We're going to heaven. The riches will be on display. Walls of jasper. The foundations of the city's 12. They're garnished with precious stones. The streets are gold, clear as crystal. I mean, just going to be beautiful. The riches of heaven are already there. And the riches of Egypt was already there before Jacob and his family got there.
Yeah.
It says, and when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence, for the money faileth. He got it all. That's a Jew for you, buddy. Cleaned him out.
That's right.
Look here. Joseph said, give me your cattle. Mm-hmm. I'll give you for your cattle if the money failed. Mm-hmm. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph. Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for flocks and for cattle of the herds and for the asses, and he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. You see, they're having to come to Joseph. You know, to go to heaven, you got to come to Jesus. Jesus is like Joseph. He's able to help.
Yeah.
He's able to save to the uttermost. Heard somebody say from the guttermost. He's able to forgive all sin. Whomsoever the Son sets free, they're free indeed. Brother Donnie was talking about a guy he was talking to that was hard to reason with. But you see, that's just men. When it comes to Jesus, you can't find a fault. When it comes to Jesus, I mean, you'll be like that Queen of Sheba. You'll just faint and say, hey, I haven't been told. I'm just telling you, there's more to Jesus than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. And the Bible is full of examples of the riches of God. And He supplies our needs out of His riches and glory. And He takes care of us. But the good shepherd of the sheep is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now Joseph here, a type of Christ, he's taking care of them. He said He took care of them, fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. Now, we got famine coming.
Yes, we do.
This year. I believe this year right here.
Mm-hmm.
This very year. A lot of people are going to lose a lot. I mean a lot. Greed's the main reason. But knowledge, Daniel said in the last days, knowledge will be increased.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge has been increased so much, they can tell what you got, what you do, and they can also take it. Now, there's nothing we can do about it, so don't fret. Don't even give it any thought. Be honest with you. Cast your care on Jesus. He's got this. The worst thing we could do would be to try to somehow defend or protect ourselves in this matter. Best thing you can do is Jesus take the wheel. I'm just telling you. You're better off to let Him take care of you.
Yeah.
He'll get you through what's coming. It's coming too.
Yes, it's coming.
I'm already seeing overwhelming evidence. It's nigh even at the door. The Antichrist wants power. Let me be careful here. Power needs to be with the right people. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority or in power, the people rejoice. Mm-hmm. But when the wicked bear rule or have the power, the people mourn. Well, the wicked are in power right now, and they're not going away.
No.
They shouldn't have never got there to begin with.
Right.
But now they're there. I just want you to understand this thing's fixed. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go back.
No.
We're in over our head. We're like the Titanic. We're doomed here, but we're blessed there.
Right.
We've got a more exceeding weight and glory. We've got a exceeding great and precious promises to us. Word.
Yes, Lord.
One of Donnie's favorite verses in the Bible is Psalms 27, verse 14. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. Mm-hmm. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and He'll bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But the verse in front of that, verse 13, says, I had fainted unless I had believed. You notice the pronouns here. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We're still in the land of the living.
Yep.
Now, I'll always be living because I got eternal life.
Yeah.
But Joseph here, type of Christ, he's taking care of them. Verse 18, and when that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, we will not hide it from my Lord how that our money is spent. My Lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not all left in the sight of my Lord, but our bodies and our lands. It's coming to us. I'm just telling you. They're going to take what you got. And you can't stop it. I don't know that we ever could have stopped it. Like my pastor said, he said, we're victims of prophecy. We're going to see it all come to be. Isaiah 46 verse 10 says that God declared the end from the beginning and said, my counsel will stand. He's already told how this thing's going to end up. And we're seeing, you know, like somebody said, it ain't to the end yet, but you see the end where we're at. I'm just telling you, it's getting there.
Yeah.
And verse 19, wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Now listen, Joseph's taking care of them, and they don't even really understand. But here's what they said. They said, buy us and our land for bread. You know, I'm not my own. I've been bought.
That's right.
With a price.
You're absolutely right.
They said, Joseph, buy us and our land for bread. We and our land will be thy servants. Or we will be servants unto Pharaoh. And give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine prevailed over them. So the land became Pharaoh's. Hey, Brenda, good morning.
I was sneaking in.
Oh, you didn't sneak in. I was looking for you. But here, they've gave it all. You know, I gave it all. April 27th, 1988. Raised a little old white flag, said, I surrender.
That's it.
Old song says, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my precious Savior. I surrender all. Somebody said, if Jesus is not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all.
Yeah.
Well, in this case right here, they're just doing what we did. They're saying, hey, we give it all. And the land became Pharaoh's. As for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt, even to the other end thereof. Only the land of the priests bought he not. For the priest, we're in Genesis 47, 22. Only the land of the priest bought he not, for the priest had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them, wherefore they sold not their lands. You know, he made us kings and priests.
Amen.
And Pharaoh here pictures the greatest authority type of God. Joseph pictured here second to Pharaoh, which is what Jesus is. God put Jesus in charge. Pharaoh put Joseph in charge. It says, verse 23, then Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and ye shall sow the land. You see, he's taking care of them. He said, here, go take this. Sow the land. And he says, it shall come to pass in the increase. In other words, when the crop comes up, that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own for seed of the field and for your food. and for them of your households, and for food for your little ones. Joseph here taking care of them, giving them what they need to survive. And they said, "Thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the eyes of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants." You know, I found grace.
Yeah.
Amen.
He saved me.
Amen.
I'm just telling you what statement. Thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the eyes of my Lord. I'm glad that there's grace to be found in the eyes of Jesus. I'm glad that He will save people. And verse 26, Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, kind of like tithes here, except the land of the priest only, which became not Pharaoh's. Now we're getting ready to mention about the death of Jacob here. Hey, when it says in Israel, that's Jacob, and Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so that the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. Mm-hmm. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph and said unto him, "If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt." And you know, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. It's not my home. My home's heaven. Jacob said, "I don't want to be buried here. I want Canaan land. I want that promised land."
Yeah.
He said, "But I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in the burying place." And he said, "I will do as thou hast said."
Yeah.
And he said, "Swear unto me," and he swore unto him. And Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head, and he's not dead yet, but he's at the point of death. And he's going to put some blessings on Joseph's two sons here, but we're going to stop right here. Verse at the end of chapter 47, we'll pick up at chapter 48 when we come back. And boy, it's a good lesson.
Yes, it was.
A lot of substance in there.
Let's go back to verse 26.
That's still practical today. Which chapter, Brother Ed?
47, chapter...
Verse 20. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day.
So it's still a law in Egypt this day. Is that what they're saying?
It's talking about the hour they were living in.
Okay.
Joseph made it a law over the land of...
Hour.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
He made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day. Egypt, it was destroyed. They just got, you know, the residue of it.
Yeah.
Right. They give tours and stuff. It's nothing like what it was in Joseph's day.
Mm-hmm.
But he made this law over the land of Egypt. And the law was that they would give a fifth part to Pharaoh, and except the priests, which they were exempt because Pharaoh would give them, you know, their food and their land, and they wouldn't impose on them.
Mm-hmm.
But these people here... Joseph done them pretty good. He said, "You can live. We're going to give you something. Sold the land and help you keep going." They done give up all their money, all their cattle, all their land, even their own lives. They said, "We're servants." They got a big deal now about reparation. Let me just say this before I end this lesson this morning. America is not racist.
No.
Somebody needs to learn how to say no.
Right.
Somebody needs to say no.
Yeah.
We don't need a law. We are not racist. We've made accommodations. If there was such a thing as racism in America, we've made accommodations to offset that.
Yeah,
actually went overboard with it. It's not getting better, it's getting worse. And the reason it's getting worse is because of political thugs that want it to get worse. I remember when I was growing up, a black woman, her name was Lucy. She babysitted me while my mom dead worked. Good Christian woman. I still remember Lucy with a gold cap on her tooth going through the house singing about Jesus. Cooking something to eat. Yeah. Boy, she loved the Lord. I just want you to know we treated her just like part of the family. We had a lot of friends. A lot of friends that we didn't have no problem with racism. They knew they was black. I knew I was white. Wasn't nothing we could do about it. Wasn't like I was going to say, hold on, man, I'm going to go change my color. You know, Michael Jackson did try to change his color, and I got to get off of this. I just want to say this. There really is no racism in America. They want it because they're using it.
Yeah, that's right.
They're using these people. They're using us.
Yeah.
You see, if there wasn't no problem, who needs a government? So they got to make problems. Well, I'm going to stop. Father, we thank you for this lesson this morning.
Yes.
Ask your blessings on it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good preaching, Norman. It's better here, Norman.